Mother's Day, a prayer for wisdom about the times we live in. Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you have called us to live for such a time as this. Lord, you called us and our children to live in this generation. God, I pray that today's time with my dear sweet mom listening today, this wonderful, wonderful woman who comes to our ministry and she listens in on the podcast. God, I pray that she would feel your heart of love, that she would feel your peace, that she would feel your joy, even as she listens. And Lord, if she has burdens that she's carrying right now, that she would lay it down at the foot of the cross, Lord, and she would know that you can handle anything that she's going through right now. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today about the times that we're living in and help us to be wise women who build our houses. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. John 16, verse 13, in the New Living Translation. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Recently, I have felt the Lord leading me, once again, to be so careful with the media I consume. It's so easy to get drawn down the rabbit hole of fear, worry, and gloom, and I am afraid I have been led down that dark little hole too many times. It usually happens at night, right before bed, when I'm tired but not quite ready to go to sleep. My video news feed loves to tell me about all the impending doom, and as you can imagine, watching those reels makes for a restless night's sleep. So I'm trying to be more discerning about social media and guarding my heart. There is a big part of me, however, that wants to be careful how I live and be wise as I discern the times. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that we are living in a crazy world with evil running rampant, with no justice in sight. You can sit back and wonder, as I have, as in Psalm 94, verse 3, "How long, Lord, shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph?" We Christians do know the end of the story. The world will be set to right and restored. Jesus will prevail over evil. But what do we do in the meantime? While we are living in a place that feels a whole lot like Babylon, is there anything we should be doing? I believe we can find our answers in the same place that generations before us found their answers, in the Word of God, with the Holy Spirit leading the way. We can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and tell us what is to come. Part of the Holy Spirit's leading is to tell us what to do in the times we live in. He gives us wisdom and guidance about the future and how to live with prudence and understanding. Each of us needs to hear God individually on how to plan for our particular family, apart from all of the other voices in our culture, especially now. After all, it was God who created us and our children to live in this broken generation. We can trust Him to lead us and guide us in our world today. Pray this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are guiding me into all truth and showing me things that are to come. Thank you that you are speaking specifically about my future. I put my trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. We can rest assured knowing that our faithful God will help us live wisely and make good decisions no matter the state of our world. I am praying for you, dear one. With much love, Deb and the Help Club for Moms team. And I have a little commentary today as I was praying for you guys. I just want you to know, I really feel that the God who was faithful to us yesterday will be faithful to us today, and He'll be faithful to us tomorrow. God is faithful. God is love. He cares for you. He cares for your children. He cares for your husband. He cares about your finances. He cares about your children's future. He cares about your future. He cares about your home. He cares about your pets. He cares about everything that has to do with you because He loves you and He cares about you. And He is good. I always think about Christians that have gone down through the ages when we've had wars or when we've had depression or whatever has happened in our world. The Lord has always been there. And the Word of God has always been there. The Word of God has been the strength that people have drawn from, where they draw their strength from the Word down through history. It is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we can always get our guidance and our wisdom and our understanding from the Word. And so no matter what you're going through, if you're going through a sickness, or if you're going through a difficulty with a child or in your marriage, or if you're worried about the future and you look around and you hear all these people kind of freaking out about what a lot of people say is coming our way, and it can be really scary, but you know what? God has the world in His hands, and He has you and your family in His hands. I've been reading about Joshua and Caleb a lot for the past few months, and especially Joshua, and I just love the book of Joshua, and I love where it talked about where God told Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's for you guys too, guys. Your God will be with you wherever you go. So be strong and courageous, no matter what you're facing today. And you know what else I love? I was reading, I think it was in Joshua also, where Caleb was giving his testimony. And it was right before, it was after they wandered the wilderness for 40 years. And Caleb had said, it's so good. He said that the Lord sustained him while they were wandering. You know, I don't think that we ever really think about the fact that, you know, Moses died, you know, after the 40 years and all those people died. But Joshua and Caleb, who also, who were the ones who had faith, they had to wander in the desert with the rest of the people and waiting for that generation to pass because of their unfaithfulness and their unbelief. And so they had to wander, even though they had faith and they said, we can take these guys, you know, we can do this. Whereas all the other 10 spies, they were like, oh no, these are giants in the land. But Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it with God, right? And I love what Joshua 14, 7 through 13 in the New Living Translation says. It's so good. It's his testimony. And let me get my Bible. This is just, I have some of it written down, but I don't have all of it. I was just taking notes today, just thinking about this. It's just so powerful to think about. I never thought about Joshua, you know, having a testimony before, but he did. And so, anyway, it's Joshua. If you want to grab your Bible, Joshua 14, 7 through 13. Joshua 14. And I have part of it written in the New Living Translation. Okay. Joshua 14, 7 through 13. Okay, it says right here, this is Caleb talking. And he said, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I mean, that's happening right now too. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old, and I am still so strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. Oh my goodness, do you see what is in the scripture? Here I am today, 85 years old, and I am still strong today. I'm still as strong today as the Lord when Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous. And it says up here right above it, it says, let me look here. So the Lord, so it says on verse, I don't have on my strong glasses, but I think that says verse 10. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time. And in the New Living Translation, it says, now as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well. And today I am 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me out. Anyway, it was just a beautiful testimony. And you know what? What that says is that God kept Joshua and Caleb strong because of their faith. Because they said God can take Canaan. You know, they weren't like the rest of the people that brought back a report, the rest of those spies that brought back a report and said that we can't do this. We're scared, right? And it said in what we just read, it said that they made the hearts of the people melt with fear. But because of Joshua and Caleb's faith, they didn't age in the desert, even though they were walking around. And it says the Lord kept them strong. And isn't that cool, guys? God can do anything. It might look like something's going to happen in our world. It might look gloom and doom or whatever's coming our way. But God can do anything. And the same God that kept Caleb young and didn't let him age or lose his being vigorous is the same God that will provide for us, give us strength, give us courage, make us strong, make us wise, make us happy, make us joyful, help us to walk through whatever season comes our way with faith and not worry about the future. Isn't that amazing? It's the same God that caused the sun to stand still. That is the God that we have living inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, you guys. It is the same God that parted the Red Sea. It is the same God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him above all of the demonic powers. He overcame every single demonic power. Oh my goodness, you guys. We have got that power inside of us, and he is faithful. He is good. You don't need to be afraid. No matter what you're going through, God will sustain you. He will help you. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you that you are the one that sustains us. You are the one that helps us. You are the one that keeps us strong. You can stop us from aging. And Lord, I've been praying that, and I would like to keep praying that. And Lord, just we pray that we'll be like Sarah, that as we get older, we'll get more beautiful. We will be like Moses. We declare and decree that we will be like Moses. And even though we get old, our eyes will not grow dim, and we'll be strong and vigorous like Caleb was, and that you will renew our youth like the eagles. Lord, no matter what we're going through, God, right now, even if my dear one who's listening today is sick, we declare and decree that that sickness has no place in her body. And I'm going to say that again. We declare and decree that sickness has no place in my listener, my dear one listening today's body. In Jesus' name, you must go. And Lord, we declare and decree that we are your children. And even though 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, it will not come near us. Only will we look and see the reward of the wicked. I'm going to read Psalm 91 really quick. I love this psalm. And I'm actually going to read it in the Passion Translation because it is so beautiful in the Passion Translation. And I'm just going to pray this over you and your family because I think it's remarkable and I think it's absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to get it pulled up on my phone. And let's see. I pray Psalm 91 at night before I go to bed. I just love it. It really helps me sleep well, and it's just beautiful. Okay, here we go. Okay, Lord, we claim Psalm 91 over us and our families in Jesus' name, and all that concerns us in Jesus' name. When we abide under the shadow of Shaddai, we are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds us and the stronghold to shelter us, the only God for us and our great confidence. He will rescue us from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect us from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around us, protecting us. We can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping us from harm. We will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against us. We will not fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble us. Nor will the powers of evil be launched against us. Even in a time of disaster with thousands and thousands being killed, we will remain unscathed and unharmed. We will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect us wherever we go, defending us from all harm. If we walk into a trap, they'll be there for us and keep us from stumbling. We'll even walk unharmed amongst the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath our feet. For here's what the Lord has spoken to us. Because we have loved him, delighted in him, and have been loyal to his name, he will greatly protect us. He will answer our cry for help every time we pray, and we will feel his presence in our time of trouble. He will deliver us and bring us honor. He will satisfy us with a full life, with all that he does for us, and we will enjoy the fullness of his salvation. In Jesus' name, we claim all that. And as I was reading it, if you read Psalm 91, you'll notice that I was reading it in a personal way. So it says, when you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. But when I read this psalm, I declare it, when I abide under the shadow of Shaddai, and I am hidden in the strength of God Most High. So personalize Psalm 91 for you and your family. If you are ever afraid, just speak Psalm 91 out loud and declare those promises over your life and over your family's life. Declare that demonic forces will not come against you in Jesus' name. Remember, the word says, these are the signs that accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. And you can tell the devil to leave you and your family and anything that concerns you alone in Jesus' name. It's the mighty name of Jesus. It's not us. It is Jesus' name that is the power. It is the name above every name. And so, Lord, I just speak out protection and strength over my dear one listening today, that she will turn off this podcast and feel strong in you and in your mighty power. God, no matter what she is going through, she will have confidence. She will have strength. She will stand up to her full stature, knowing that she belongs to you and that you are going to sustain her. You are going to help her, and you are going to bless her and give her wisdom, guide her into all truth, and show her the things that are to come. Lord, let us be wise women who build our houses. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.